Yeah, I mean, you know, they do a great job. Got a lot of talented players, and you know, I mean, hats off to Rex. I mean, a lot of attention gets paid to what he says in the media and those things. But you know, I think sometimes it takes attention from the fact that he's an excellent football coach, and every group I've ever played that he coaches is dang good. So, you know, you always know that you have to be ready to play your best when you play his group.
I mean, the last time this team came into town in the playoff game, he was having a really good time towards the end of the game. Does that video come back into play when you get ready to play him in town again this weekend from the playoff game, the last time you faced him here?
No, I mean, if we're beating the team in a game, we're having a good time too. So, I mean, you know, they were beating us, and you have a right to celebrate and be happy about it all you want. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're focused on getting ready for this team and how good they are, and being able to play the kind of football we need to be. That day, actually, we ran the ball really well. Didn't throw it as well, but we ran the ball really well. So, you know, that's really going to be the focus, be able to come out and execute on both parts of the game, passing and running, and do what we need to do to win the game.
You guys have always expressed your belief in Andy and what he does at quarterback. Is that belief growing, or was it just always already there and you knew he could do this, or does it, you know, kind of start to get on a roll now when you see him do the things he's done here lately?
Well, I mean, it's always there. It's one of those things. Quarterbacks have the tough position of probably, you know, too much blame and then sometimes too much recognition. It's more about an offense working, and that's kind of what I touched on after the game, is that, you know, sure, there's some things that fall on him, there is, and then there's things that fall on the line, there's things that fall on the backs and the receivers, and it all has to work together to work. And so the truth is, there's no one guy on any football team in the NFL who is the only reason his team's good. And it all has to work together to be able to work. And we believe in him, and he believes in us. And like I said, we're evolving. And as long as we continue to do that, get better every time we go out on the football field and find ways to be better, the sky's the limit.
With these defenses, and we talked a lot last week about that Lions defensive front. And Lapp talked a little bit about this in his question, but where do they stack up? And I know you don't want to rate them, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, but it's another big challenge. It seems like it's been every week with this.
Yeah, I mean, we've played a lot of good groups. I mean, Buffalo had an exceptional group. Detroit does, and then now this group. And so, you know, this group's going to be a little more similar to Buffalo in the sense that they do a lot of crazy, you know, personnel groups, a lot of different things are going to put you in situations, and kind of a call and run defense. So, you know, you just never know what personnel might be on the field and what kind of things they might be lined up in. And so it's a lot about recognition and being able to know where they are, whereas, you know, Detroit's more of a, they don't care, you know, where they are. There's just a lot of really good players. These guys are good players, and they kind of try and confuse you and get you off base. So it's a lot of studying this week.
Does it help that you went through that with Buffalo and seen something similar?
Oh, for sure, because of the guys, Rex Ryan kind of guy, and we learned a lot of stuff from Rex, and so it was very similar playing Buffalo, but now Rex is the guy that started it all, so with that stuff, he'll have new wrinkles, he'll have new things that you don't ever have an upper hand on him. He's like I said, he's an exceptional coach, and sometimes all the things, you know, outside of football have really taken attention away from the fact of what a great job he's done over the years. I mean, I've played long enough to have played him in Baltimore and everywhere else, so he's been an exceptional coach for a while.